You are listening to LDS and Loving Life, episode number 61, Inspired Boundaries to Live a Life of Integrity. Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sometimes feel overburdened, discouraged, and generally not as happy as you'd like to be? If so, welcome. I'm Jordana Thiessen. I am a lifelong member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a certified life coach. I am here to help you use the gospel in the way that I believe it is meant to be used, to bring you joy. Let go of limiting beliefs that bring you down, and welcome empowering beliefs that lift you up. I'm so excited you're here. Hello again, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. Today, I want to talk about kind of the connection between having personal boundaries and the gospel, and how that can help us to live a life of integrity. And I want to start off by saying, I feel like this is something that I have been really trying to learn for myself, and I have been pondering about it a lot and trying things out. I even invited some fellow coaches who are faith-based, right? Lots of them were members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and there were a lot who were not. And we had some great conversations about ideas of how to apply the gospel of Christ to living boundaries. And I feel like I'm very much still in the process of learning, which I am grateful for. But I also wanted to share with you some of my ideas and thoughts. Coming from this conversation, there were ideas that did not sit well with me, and there were also things that did sit well with me. And so I'm going to share with you the things that sat well with me, whether it be from my own thoughts or things that were inspired by things other people had said in that conversation, or conversations rather. One of the things that got me started on the idea for this topic of the gospel and boundaries was this perception that I have had for a little while. I tried to ignore it, but I was like, no, this is really a thing I'm believing. Is it possible to maintain boundaries and not be a jerk? And I know that that sounds really mean, and I don't think that's true for everyone, but I also was noticing that I was believing a lot that people who actually maintain their boundaries, there's a little bit of, well, good for you for sticking to your boundaries, but at the same time, like, but you're being a jerk. And that doesn't make me feel Christ-like, and it doesn't help me to be Christ-like. And so it really prompted this journey of discovering if boundaries, number one, is that an eternally true thing? And if so, how does it apply with the gospel? And a thought that came to my mind as I was questioning this and prayerfully asking the Lord, like, is this, like, are boundaries a real thing? Like, I'm prepared to let it go if it's not. And what came to my mind was that God, in order to be God, has a set of boundaries that he lives within. And we know this because in the scriptures it talks about that if God did not do what he said he would do, he would cease to be God. And the council in heaven, there were one third of his children who rejected the plan to have Jesus Christ come be our Savior and wanted Lucifer to have all of the power and glory. And because God is a perfect being, those who chose to reject him were unable to be within his presence. And I think a lot of that has to do with the bounds that God has for being God. And in order for him to continue to be God, he has to honor his word. No unclean thing can dwell in the presence of God. And so while that may seem harsh initially, it also helps you to recognize, in order for God to be a perfect God, he has to honor his word. And he lives according to eternal laws that we do not always understand perfectly. And this was helpful for me to recognize boundaries are not a bad thing. They are an eternal thing. And I have so many different thoughts and ideas, but I really want to try to keep this simple and clear. And so I will do my best. So I will just say outright, if you have things that you want to add to this conversation, whether it be insights or questions or ideas, or maybe, hey, I think you were a little bit off on this one, Jordana, will you please reach out to me because I am so open to learning more about this. And I think I have some things that are helpful for me and will be helpful for you as well. And that's what I want to share right now. I recently attended virtually the funeral of my mission president, Michael H. Holmes. And so it has been an emotional time for me as I think about the lessons that I learned on my mission. And President Holmes was a spiritual giant, and I loved hearing his children, or well, some of his children, talk about experiences that they had growing up with having Michael Holmes be their dad. And one of the things that I realized was the things that he taught his missionaries were the exact things that he taught and lived his whole entire life. And I was really grateful for that because that showed me that he was a man of integrity who truly loved the Lord. And he inspired in me and all of the missionaries that served under him to strive to become the same. And Elder Rasband actually was at Michael Holmes's funeral and spoke. And Elder Rasband was President Holmes's quorum leader when he was in Area 70, when President Holmes was in Area 70. And Elder Rasband said about President Holmes, he was my go-to 70. When I needed something done, I would go to him and I knew that he would do it, and he did do it. So my mission president inspired in me and continues to inspire in me the desire to become a person that the Lord can rely on. A few days ago, and this was the day after this funeral that I attended, the sister missionaries texted me saying, "Hey, we know it's last minute, but we have a family that we think you and Brother Thiessen would get along with really well. Would one of you be available to come to a lesson at 8 o'clock with us?" And at this time, it was shortly after 7. Our family had gone biking that day. It was a really fun day, but I was also tired. I was doing dishes in my pajamas, and I was really looking forward to doing nothing for the rest of the evening. And when I got that text message from the sisters, my initial thought was, I should say yes, but it was coming very much from a place of obligation, and I knew that I didn't want to. I was like, I really don't want to, but I should say yes. And so then, like, all of this was in my head, right? And so I decided, I'm not going to say yes because I feel like I should say yes because I'll be resentful. And so it took some courage, and I texted them and said, "Sorry, it's not going to work tonight," which was hard. It's hard for me to say no, but I said no. And then a few minutes later, the Spirit whispered to me, "You just attended your mission president's funeral where you were inspired to be more like him and to be a lifelong missionary. What are you going to do tonight? Watch TV or read a book? Go teach." And so I texted the sister missionaries and said, "Just kidding, I can come. What's the address? What are their names? What are we teaching?" And my attitude towards going to teach completely changed. And so I went and I helped teach this lesson. And it was really, really good. It was really good that I came. And I know that that was something that the Lord was asking me to do. So how does this relate to boundaries? I think a lot of times we think of boundaries, I don't know if that's correct to say, but what I have perceived and my thoughts on how I or other people often will use boundaries is a way to protect yourself from doing something that you don't want to do in the moment. And it kind of has a selfish feeling to it. So me saying no was selfish, and I'm talking about my experience. I'm not saying that that's true of every single person every time. Sometimes I think we do need to say no, and that is spirit-led. But for this situation, saying no was selfish on my part However, it was also something that helped me to learn and grow, because I would much rather say yes from a place of love and inspiration rather than I am resentful, but I'm saying yes because it's quote unquote the right thing to do. And so we often, I think, will misuse boundaries as a way to keep us isolated from others, when the whole purpose of boundaries is to make it clear to us where we end and another person begins. And I think that means sometimes it's going to be a little bit uncomfortable. I don't think the purpose of boundaries is to always keep us comfortable. It's to keep us safe and to help us grow. And so when we look at boundaries and the gospel perspective, sometimes that means choosing to do something that is uncomfortable, but that is aligned with our integrity, aligned with our desire to be servants of God. When we are trying to make boundaries and figure out what should I do, what should I not do, something that one of my peers said that I really liked and I think could be very helpful for a lot of us is to think of boundaries as stewardship. And where does our stewardship begin and when does our stewardship end? And I like thinking about me as a parent. I have a stewardship to care for my children, to love my children, to provide for my children. But my stewardship or my abilities do not extend to making my children feel a certain way. We always want our children to feel happy and we want to help them feel happy when they're sad or mad. But it is not within my stewardship to make my child feel happy. It is within my stewardship to live in integrity to myself, to be the best mom that I can be. And so I think using the gospel and boundaries and thinking about integrity and stewardship inspires me to recognize, hey, child, I can see that you are feeling really upset right now. Do you just need to cry? Sometimes it's, I know you're really mad right now. Do you want me to be in the room with you or would you like me to go out? Right? So it's not about making my child feel a certain way. It's about me being the best I can be for my child and also for me. Right? When we live in integrity, when we live within the proper bounds of our stewardship, the Spirit is there and we learn and we grow. And it's not always comfortable and it's certainly not easy. I think that when we think of boundaries as living in integrity, it inspires us to reach out and to serve and to grow. And again, I don't know that that always means saying yes. And I don't want to be the person who guilts or shames anyone into doing something like accepting a calling. But I do also think that when the Spirit whispers to you and you choose to listen, sometimes it will be say yes, even though right now you don't want to. Which leads me into, how do you have integrity and maintain your boundaries and live the gospel? And I think part of that is you first have to be straight up and honest with yourself and with the Lord, what you are experiencing right now, at this time, in this moment, and know that it is valid. You may be feeling overwhelmed. You may be feeling angry. I had a time just a few days ago where I was really annoyed and really frustrated with just things going on at home. Like, my kids had already gone to school, but I had just been so grumpy with them before they left. And I was like, I know that I should love my children. I know that I should be kind to my children. I know I shouldn't get mad about, you know, them just having a hard time. It's like, but right now, like, I do not feel ready to forgive. I feel angry. I want my children to respect me. I want my children to listen to me. And so I'm not feeling loving right now. I was just straight up and honest about it. And I was able to stop trying to guilt myself into being a better person. I just was honest with what I was experiencing and then asked for help. I asked for the spirit and I was able to move on from that place. I was able to hear that prompting to notice the good and think about the things that I love about my children. And by the end of it, I was like, oh, I do feel ready to forgive now. I do feel ready to be kind and loving. And so the experience that you are having right now is completely valid. And the Lord already knows. And so take it to Him. And if you need to, ask for the help to get into a place where you are willing to live within His bounds that He has for you. And I think that is a good idea to help you to live into your integrity, because that means being your very best no matter what. And we can honor that desire that we have by acknowledging that we need some help to get there sometimes. So I don't want to make this super long. I don't want to go on and on, because there's still so much that I am trying to learn and I am trying to figure out. But I guess what it comes down to is I believe that we can have boundaries that help to protect us and help us to protect and honor others and live the gospel of Jesus Christ. I feel like this is just like the very tip of a big iceberg, and there's so much to learn about living boundaries and living in integrity and living the gospel. And so please, I'd love to hear what you have to say. I would prefer it to be done in a loving way if you don't agree with the things that I said, but we'll see. I hope that it will help some of you. And if you like this podcast episode, please don't be afraid to share it with others. And if you feel ready for it, I'd love for you to come work with me. Check out youarelimitless.ca to do so. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great week. Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful or interesting in any way, I would love for you to share it with others, rate it, and leave a review. I offer one-on-one coaching for people just like you. If you want a coach who values and understands how important your faith is in dealing with your personal struggles, I would love to be your coach. You can sign up for a try it out session today at youarelimitless.ca. See you soon.